Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So let's get to one more thing NBA draft related and then right back to the phones, because, you know, we've been talking about these four guys today, and Edgecombe obviously wasn't the one when the Sixers got pick three that immediately people were right on Ace Bailey immediately. And now you hear Edgecombe more and more. Let's go to ESPN's main draft guy, Jonathan Givony. He's like the Mel Kiper ESPN for the draft, NBA draft, that is. He does not think it is likely to be Ace Bailey. He goes to Edgecombe.
If the draft were tonight, I believe VJ Edgecombe would be the pick. That's the intel that we're receiving at this moment. VJ Edgecombe impressed the Philadelphia 76ers in his visit and workout last week. He met with the front office, ownership. He spent some time with Tyrese Maxey. It looks like he's got a clear runway there at three. Ace Bailey has had a workout scheduled in Philadelphia, canceled it, and is really sending signals that he does not want to be there in Philadelphia. The gap between 3 and 4 talent-wise has never been that considerable, so that could ultimately put VJ Edgecombe in the driver's seat to be the number 3 pick, but it's still very much up in the air. We're hearing some trade talk at that pick, so I wouldn't take that quite to the bank just yet.
All right, so that's Givony yesterday. Edgecombe ranked 4th on a lot of big boards for players. He's also a guard, and he's a shooting guard, which obviously is a bit of a problem as it relates to McCain and Maxey. I'll just put this one in everyone's minds. Not inconceivable McCain or Maxey get traded tomorrow.
Oh, 100%.
Right? I mean,
I would think more McCain than Maxey.
I agree.
Well, I would think the other way.
Maybe.
Well, to you
McCain's
say
younger
move
and
up.
Cheaper.
Yeah. No, maybe, James. Maybe the other way. Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends.
It depends organizationally where they are and what they want to do.
And what they believe Embiid can do. Can he answer the bell and let's go for it right away with Maxey?
And Paul George.
And Paul George, or just say, enough of that, we're building for the future. It wouldn't shock me if either gets traded tomorrow. So, a lot of possibilities for the Sixers, and obviously we're just, more than anything, trying to get you educated today. I don't mean that in a rude way. Like, I mean, like, I'm trying to avoid tomorrow night when the Sixers make the third pick in the draft.
Who?
80% of people like, who the hell's that guy? Like, I mean, who is that guy?
All the Sixers managed to turn off everybody this past season.
So but it sounds like it should come down to some combination of Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, or Con Knipple. So we'll see ultimately tomorrow night who it is, but trying to get you ready for that.
Con Knipple would be fun for one reason. Hearing people pronounce his name.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we have a long and storied history in this town of mispronouncing players' names.
Yes, we do. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. I step away for a couple days, and people are now all back in on the Phils. They're all, to use an Allen Iverson term, swolled up with the Phils' recent success. And look, they have played well for about 2 weeks now. But the meat and potatoes of the team are the same. It hasn't changed. They've just played better lately. Which is why we ask you, do you believe in them? I mean, let's not act like things got structurally different. Yes, Otto Kemp came up, but it's basically the same parts of the team. So I'm curious if you believe in them now, why you do now and didn't 2 weeks ago. Because I think 2 weeks ago most people did not, and now I sense a lot of people do. And you can't just tell me they played good for 2 weeks. Because I'll give you this prediction for the next 3 months. They're going to have their good spurts and their bad spurts, all right? Take that one to the bank. It's like the freaking stock market. Take that one to the stock market. You're going to have your good days and your bad days. You're going to have your good spurts and your bad spurts. But I ask you, do you believe in them on the whole, knowing what they are? And one thing we do know is what they are. Hasn't really changed. Let's go to Nick in Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Yo, Joe, welcome back, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir. I love Bermuda. Jen and I went out there and did some deep water soloing where you rock climb right over the cliffs, drop into the ocean, and then swim back up and climb back up. Pretty intense, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, needless to say, I did not partake in that.
Can you imagine?
The opposite of that is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whenever you're ready to go rock climbing, you just let me know, Joe.
I appreciate that, Nick. Thank you.
Would you do that?
It depends on whether it's a pebble or a stone.
I hear that. The Phillies, they are so back and forth, and I was feeling down on that until I realized that the Yankees are 5-5. The Tigers are 5-5. The Mets are 1-9 in their last 10. And it seems like all the top teams are going into the same swings as we are. But I do think that they have to make some moves, but maybe not sell off all the prospects, because when we are playing at that high end level, we're a top three team all day long, maybe even number one at times.
Well, so, I do believe the Phillies are a top five team. They currently have the third best record. But if you ask me on the whole, do I think the Phillies, when this season is over, will have one of the five best records in baseball? My answer will be yes. Now, listen, they may not have a bye and the one, you know, one or two, because the Mets are pretty freaking good also. But I tend to think the Phillies will win the division. I tend to think the Phillies will have a bye and be a team to be reckoned with in October.
Good shot.
Yeah.
And if they don't have a bye, that's okay.
It's okay.
They didn't have one last year.
Had one last year and lost.
Oh, 2 years
didn't
ago.
Didn't have it the two prior years.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, Nick, it is fascinating, man, because, you know, the swings that this group puts us through emotionally are pretty extreme. It's really unbelievable.
Top team in baseball when they're good, worst team in baseball when they're bad. It's
quite that far, but fair enough. All right, Nick, give me a duo with a big gap between them. In honor of me and Fred Barnett hanging out the last 2 days, and he's known as cool and I'm not. Give me a big gap.
I'm going with an answer of biblical proportions. I'm going David and Goliath, baby.
It's a big one.
So, I don't know if I call
them
a duo.
Fascinated by the David.
Nah, that's not a duo.
I don't know if they are.
They're not a duo.
They get lumped together, but it's not
as like adversaries.
They're not a duo. They're not a duo.
David and Goliath is always lumped together.
Of course they are, but they're not a duo. They just happen to meet on the field of battle.
They are clumped, though.
Yeah, no, they are, but I.
They're adversarially joined.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Conjoined.
I don't like that answer. Well, since I was gone, John Ritchie lost the ability to talk in complete sentences without stumbling and mumbling. So I will encourage all listeners to call the Times Yours line and rip away at John for not even being able to complete the sentence. All right, Tom, all jokes aside, Time's Yours, 215-238-4500.
Yeah, or call about the absurdity Fred Barnett in Bermuda and Jody Camera or not jumping off a freaking boat into the water.
Not my style, Dan.
Yeah, apparently.
Hey, yeah, so he tries to bring it back and throw it on me because I'm stuttering during a read. I couldn't. Yeah, sometimes you stutter. Sometimes you don't say the sentence right.
Course.
That doesn't mean I'm a coward who doesn't just walk off the back of a boat into the water. Well, you should be ashamed.
So the noodle thing. You know, but everybody had it because you're out there for like 30 minutes with you can't put your feet down.
Not jumping off is way worse than the noodle.
The noodle's fine. The noodle's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But fun time in Bermuda. Barnett's
you
awesome.
Other, yourself backward into the water.
Frontward. I went front. It was kind of awkward. At the very end, I turned around and went backwards, but I was sort of going down front way.
I wish there was video. Why
were you going
Fred
down
might have
at
it because Fred had a lot of video. He was watching most people swim the whole time, and he had video going.
Did you, get like normal swimmers, or were you trying to like wear shirts and do that like full body swimming with clothes on?
I was showing the torso, man.
Yeah.
The
concave chest.
Did you get tan?
Hey. You know what?
Did you shave before you did it?
No, but I lathered up so much with
That's
sunscreen.
Lathered.
Yeah.
Good. That's,
I really
you
did. I did.
So you didn't do any tending to the hair?
I did not do any tending.
Because remember,
no waxing
we did
or
see.
Like
clean
that.
It up down there.
There is some hair. When he did the
clean
waxing,
it up down there.
Yeah. He shaped the hair on his chest.
Well, that was a unique situation. I was trying to pull a fast one, and I did. All right, hope
so you're like Fred, write Fred in your hair on your chest right now. Okay.
Can you imagine that?
That would be something.
That would be so lame. All right, anyway, it was good seeing
not
Fred Barnett.
Not as lame as he's going down the ladder.
Not as lame as Fred Barnett inviting me to his house.
No,
What's wrong with that?
That is amazing, though.
It was fun.
It's amazing that he's nice enough to do that.
We've become pretty good friends, really good friends, which is nice. All right, so lot to comment on. Obviously, the Phil's the main thing. I guess the NBA draft, secondary thing. Draft tomorrow night. Phil's back at it tonight versus Houston. By the way, this Houston guy they're dealing with tonight, I hate him. I'll always hate this guy, as long as I have the right guy. Isn't this the dude that pitched game two and had his gloves over his face
and his hair and his face
and his uniform? Like, I'm watching game two of the World Series in 2022 and saying, I was going crazy. Can the umpire please go out there and check this guy? You remember that, John? He was wiping that thing everywhere and then throwing
it
the ball. And the Phillies.
Suspicious.
Very suspicious. I mean, I couldn't stand
there
that guy.
There clearly were emollients that it, were it just, somehow getting onto his hands.
I just thought it was enough.
I was thinking emollients, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought it was enough that it merited the umpire to tell him to knock it off.
Yeah, emollient
check. Check it out.
And,
I mean,
emollient
you don't,
check.
My God. By the way, check. Just be careful today with the heat. Obviously, check on older people. If you know someone older, maybe living by themselves, the heat is really going to be extreme. You know, Cecily Tynan had a good tweet yesterday. I mean, I never thought of this before, but I thought, let me pass this on to all the dog owners, because Cecily Tynan had a tweet that I thought was interesting. Here's what she wrote yesterday. A reminder to pet owners to walk their dogs on grassy surfaces during this intense heat. Mm-hmm. Asphalt and concrete can reach paw-burning levels.
Totally.
If it's too hot for your bare feet, it's too hot for their paws.
You want to hear something funny?
I never thought of that before.
Cecily
well,
Tynan,
you don't have pets.
No.
Cecily Tynan held my dog once, randomly.
How about that?
When we adopted him, we found out when we got him from the place, they were actually like, he was on the news, and they showed us like this clip, because
yeah,
they were
sure.
like, for the thing, and Cecily Tynan was the one doing the newscast, and it's like Cecily Tynan holding Ruben as he's like a baby, and it's hilarious.
I like that. Now, did she also hold that dog that ripped your face off and bit it off?
No, she didn't. Different dog.
Do we know about where that dog's whereabouts?
That's not Jamie's dog.
Only you could take a nice story and turn it into something.
Ree, let me ask you a question. Yes. If you take a dog, and I'm not advising anyone to do this, but on the really, really, really hot asphalt today, will the dog look to scamper off? Like a human would be
the
like, get me,
burn its paws.
Get me the hell out of here.
Try to get off.
Like, does the dog know to?
No, like I'd say, like yesterday, so basically all I did yesterday was take him out back, Chaney. I said, you know, just go out back, do your business, back in. It's too hot for you to be outside.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was in and out. So he's just going in the backyard.
So
some dogs have a real problem. Some dogs have more of a problem than others because their like faces are smashed. My new dog has his face smashed in because he's a French bulldog, so he can't breathe to begin with.
Wow.
Now when it's humid outside, it makes it even more critical that I give him water at all times and make sure you know he stays cool.
It really is hot. I mean, 99.
It's rough for dogs.
The only way they can sweat
is to pant. And, you know, that's not always efficient when you can't even breathe as a tiny little smush-faced French bulldog.
Yep. All right, well, look, everyone be careful today because obviously the heat is extreme. Let's go to the phones. Also, we're still looking for the answer. Amy from Villanova asked me after the Halliburton injury, and I didn't know the answer. Is that the biggest injury ever, like most significant, in a Game 7 deciding game of the NBA, NHL, or MLB, or a Super Bowl, or a college basketball championship or college football championship, the deciding game of an entire season? I don't know of an injury bigger, but I certainly don't know at all. I mean, maybe there's something. I mean, that's a big one, man. It was the best player on the team. Anyway, do you know of a bigger injury in a championship game? Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. I thought of Brandon Cooks, but I mean, that wasn't, you know, it's not,
and there are always
not this.
Massive
there's always
injuries.
Random injuries. There's, yeah.
I played in an AFC championship game where our quarterback was knocked out in the first quarter.
And that would be different. Yeah, that would be earlier in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, look, someday we're going to have an injury where the quarterback has a concussion in the Super Bowl and is like told you're not allowed to return and will want to. I mean, that day's coming at some point, but it hasn't happened yet, certainly with the
Jalen
new rules.
Jalen tried to come back in the Washington game, remember?
Jalen
in the regular season, remember?
He tried to come back.
He was doing the thumbs up to the.
Yeah.
The guy, they're like, oh, he's coming back in. He's got.
And
his
he was out for like
on.
3 weeks with the concussion. Yeah. It was like, oh, great.
So yeah, I mean, that you know.
Anyway, just curious. You know, can you think of a bigger injury in a championship game? Offhand, I can't. To the phones we go, JP in Plymouth Meeting. Good morning, JP.
Good morning, guys. How's it going, Ree? How you guys doing? Everybody having a good day.
Yeah, man.
It's all good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm on board with the Phillies. Let me tell you why. Because I said over the weekend, this is the best starting pitching I think I've seen since 2011.
I think it's better, JP.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I do.
Wow, even with the five aces.
It's close. Okay, well, it was four aces plus either Blanton or Worley, depending on what part of the year it was. I think it's better, and part of what I base that on, and this is maybe a little unfair, but I'll say it, I think Painter will be up at some point, and I think that will, like, put him over the edge.
No, I think it's amazing. I know they were called the four aces.
Yeah, they were called the four aces.
I just, the Painter thing, I don't know that we can count on Painter to be awesome this year.
No, I agree, James.
Like, it takes close to 2 years for guys to be, like, back to normal after Tommy John surgery. You know, I just...
All right, James, let me ask you a question. All right, here we go. And this will be a good poll question. Maybe we do it later in the week. Who do you believe in more to contribute this season for the Phillies? Painter or Nola?
Oh, it's not a great one.
No, I'm just asking. I mean, it could go either way.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, probably Painter, I guess. I don't know. I'm really concerned about Nola.
Do you like Painter more than Abel?
Painter gave a great performance.
We're talking about the five here.
No, I know. All right, JP, I'm sorry.
Painter over Abel.
Let me ask him that in a second. JP, let me flip it back to you. Go ahead, bud. I know we keep cutting you off.
No. It's okay. It's all good. But, like, the people that, like, have been struggling of late have been producing. Like, I mean, they're a solid team. Look, and you guys said it earlier. There's going to be times where not every game or not every series is going to be sunshine and rose petals. There's going to be some downtimes. But this is a solid team. And right now, they're their best team in baseball.
Well, I don't know if they're the best team in baseball, but
I said they're the third best.
Oh, third best. I'm sorry. There. Yeah. Yeah, they are. No, well, yeah, factually, they have the third best record. That's correct.
That's the whole goal right
JP,
now,
give me a duo with a gap in there somewhere.
All right, I got to keep it local. I'm going to go DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
All right, give me the gap. What is it? What they
the
ultimately accomplished?
Will Smith went into acting with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and they tried to bring in DJ Jazzy Jeff, and he made his appearances once in a while.
Yep.
But Will Smith just took off.
I think it's a great answer, man. I think it's a really big-time answer. I mean,
I didn't even think it needed to be explained.
Well, no,
it was very clear.
I just wanted to find out. I mean, you know, yes, Will Smith.
One's Will Smith and one's DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I will say this, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and if he's listening, because he's from here, dude, I mean, this is no disrespect, because it was probably someone else's idea. I thought his character on The Fresh Prince was one of the worst characters ever in a show. It was a horrible, it was like, what are they doing? Why did they make him that?
What did they make him? I didn't see.
They made him aloof, kind of like not quite dorky, but just not like James.
How would you remember it? That's how bad it was.
Well, it wasn't that often. How would you sum up DJ Jazzy
dorky?
Jeff's character?
I don't know that he was dorky. Cool.
No, I'm not saying
he
quite
just had
dorky.
A vibe. He was, you know,
aloof.
Sure, like kind of just, you know.
It wasn't funny.
No, I don't think it was as bad as you.
It stunk.
But.
I thought his character stunk in that show. Which
I never really thought about it.
Well, he didn't pop up that much.
Yeah.
Maybe he never really was comfortable doing whatever that was. We, you know, and therein lies the discrepancy that we're talking
Maybe.
About. Will Smith was comfortable in front of the camera and in that role, in that scene, and DJ Jazzy Jeff felt.
Well, if someone
out of place.
Can sum up better than I did what his character was. Hit us up here. I just thought it was like just not funny and just not fun. But anyway, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Keith right now. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
So I'm calling in because I have an answer for Amy from Villanova.
A game seven injury? All right, talk to me.
A game seven injury. Best player on the team.
Okay.
1970 New York Knicks, Willis
Reed.
Yeah,
but they won.
I know, but he was injured, came back in dramatic fashion, and won.
Well, yeah, no.
That's a pretty good answer.
It's an interesting answer.
You just kind of outshone Joe in Amy's eyes.
Well, I mean, maybe. If you want to call it significant, I mean, he scored 4 points. Ah. Walt Frazier had 39 points and 17 assists, but everyone talked about Willis Reed saving the day with his 4 points.
Yeah, that's like, substantial.
So Walt Frazier, by the way, got totally screwed in that.
He was the best player. He went for
39 and 17, and no one ever talks about him.
No.
But no, Keith, I know that, you know, I get it. The story is that Willis Reed gave them a tremendous emotional lift. I get that.
Yeah.
It's an interesting answer.
Nice. Nice job. He answered Amy from Villanova's question effectively.
I don't.
So does he win her hand?
No. Well, I still think Halliburton's a bigger injury, but because you know his team lost. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Keith, not a bad answer.
Good try.
Give me what you got for a duo.
You just don't want to lose Amy to this man.
Okay. Keith, what do you got, buddy?
How about for a duo, you got The Rock and Kevin Hart in Central Intelligence?
Yeah, it's a good answer. They've made a couple together.
They have.
Jumanji.
Yeah, The Rock and Kevin Hart. All right. All right. Boy, Kevin Hart is small, man. What is he, about 5'4"?
5'2", I think.
Is he really? Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I think he's like 5'2".
He is. Wow. That is really, really.
How tall is Danny DeVito? Is he
similar?
Four,
he's yeah. like no, he's like 5'2". He might be.
I would think
he might
less.
Be like 5'.
I think
yeah.
he might be under 5'. But I don't know. I think on It's Always Sunny, I've heard him referred to as 4'10".
I would be surprised if he's 5 feet tall.
Yeah,
we can look it up. But
4'10", according to the internet. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't think he'd get to 5'. I mean, he's
that is petite.
All right, let's go to Ben in Millville. What's going on, Ben?
What's up, Joseph? How are you?
Doing well.
Yeah. How's the golf game coming?
You know what? I'm planning on playing hopefully twice this week before, hopefully, me and Fritz are playing on Sunday, but we're still waiting on word whether Sunday is the day. But I will be ready if it is. I hope it's blistering hot. And, dude, that fool's going to melt like frosting.
Are you afraid to jump off the side of a shallow end of a pool?
What does this have to do with anything?
I'm just wondering.
I can deal with the heat.
Just the shallow end of a pool, just walk off the side of like three and a half feet.
You're not supposed to jump into the shallow end of the pool.
Okay. But no, you... But you can.
Well, I wouldn't.
Just jump in feet first to the shallow end.
I do not jump into a pool.
You've never
lake,
done this.
Ocean. I don't do it.
Never in your whole life.
I think I did it once or twice ever. You know, years ago when it's like.
And it was scary or something?
Yes, for me it's scary.
Because it was were you on a diving board?
I think I went off the diving board one time in my life.
You think you're going to jump and drown?
Well, anything's possible.
You won't.
It scares me.
You'll float. Your body will float back up.
I'm just telling you, it scares me. I mean,
his body type, definitely.
Come on, Ben.
Dude, we're trying to help him.
That ain't cool. All right, Ben, what do you got on our Fighting Phils?
Fighting Phils, I mean, you're exactly right. Nothing's changed, but, like, why not? Like, they're more better than...
Why not? I'll tell you why not. Because they're going to have their bad slumps again, and people are going to turn on them, and you'll probably be one of them.
Heck, if they lost this weekend, hell yeah, I would have been one of those people, with a pitchfork. The world's ending.
One game different.
Fans.
I have never seen a season in which people have been in and out more, I think, than this one season.
Well, and that's
in
what
half
the
a year.
Previous 3 years have done to them.
You're
that's
right.
Why they have a shorter leash.
You at 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
And we identified this in April. It was very obvious that people were going to get in a bad mood very quickly and a good mood, to a decent degree because they do have a really good team. And it's just, it's like a yo-yo this season. It's really been an odd year.
Because we know what could happen. They could think, they could go cold. Anything and everything could happen.
Well,
and
that's
we're waiting for it, but we don't want it to happen. We want a long, deep red, bright red October.
And we've got a great chance at that happening.
Done.
I'm with you. All right, Ben, give me an answer. A duo with a gap between them.
Common Sense and Joe to Camera.
Oh,
I like that,
man.
I like that.
Oh, you hurt my feelings. All right, when we want to hear about some of the draft prospects, we turn to Jay Billis. So John Clark had Jay Billis on his podcast in recent days. And, obviously a couple of the main ones are Ace Bailey and VJ Edgecombe. So let's start with Billis talking about Ace Bailey and what he could bring to the table.
He could be this huge Grand Slam home run. And if you don't take him, you look bad because you passed up on him. And then if you take him and he doesn't realize on that potential, you look bad because people were pointing some of these things out now. But he's got the highest ceiling of players that'll be available at number 3.
Sounds like amongst the true experts that really know all these guys in and out, it sounds like Ace Bailey is the one considered the biggest boom or bust once you get past the first two guys. And of course, you want the boom in an NBA, situation because the boom can change a franchise, but the bust can really set you back. So it'll be fascinating to see if they draft him. Now, VJ Edgecombe is a real possibility as well. Ballas talked more with John Clark about Edgecombe.
Why wouldn't you trade back? You know, like,
well,
why,
because you
want
to get the player you want.
Considering,
well, I'm sure they are
considering. Out here.
All right, let's get to Billis on VJ Edgecombe.
VJ Edgecombe of Baylor is a wing, and he's probably the most athletic wing in the draft. You know, kind of high flyer, really good vertical, excellent in transition. He goes after the offensive glass, and he's a multi-positional defender that can be really impactful on the defensive end as a wing. He can make a standstill three. I think he's got some growth there, but he kind of reminds me, and I'm saying this at 19, if you compare when these guys were 19, he reminds me a little bit of Victor Oladipo at 19. And he reminds me a little bit of Dwayne Wade at 19. Now, obviously, those guys went on to be a hell of a lot better later on than they were at 19. But I think that's the sort of trajectory that is possible for VJ Edgecombe, because he has that those kind of measurables right now.
Look, you hear Wade's name,
that
get you excited.
That sounds pretty awesome.
I know.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that sort of defensive versatility of a Victor Oladipo. Man,
he was very good until his injury. Wade, obviously, a massive Hall of Famer.
Think about
that. The problem is, though, he's also talking about style. I mean, I remember that guy, Dunn. Who was that guy? Was he a Providence guy?
Yeah, Chris Dunn.
Chris Dunn. And everyone said he plays like Dwayne Wade. And the problem is, he got to the NBA and he played more like Dwayne Wade. Yeah, exactly right. All right, let's give you one more.
He had cool glasses, though.
Yeah, he did.
I really want to bring those back because I have the. My glasses change colors now in the sun.
Yep.
What about the flip downs? The Dwayne Wayne.
Yeah, but that's not the coolest thing about him. What is it? Come on. It's very obvious.
The coolest thing about Dwayne Wayne?
Uh-huh. Going out with Jasmine Guy.
Uh-huh. I mean, I was going to say
are you
Whitley,
kidding me?
But
yeah, Whitley was awesome. All right, one more here on one of these draft prospects. Let's get to Konkanipal. Unlikely the Sixers will get him, but you never know. He's in that range. Chris Spitola of ESPN. One of their draft guys talked about Konkanipal. This is Duke's Konkanipal. Let's listen to what he said.
Let's talk about Konkanipal. He can do a lot with the basketball. Like, he's a very willing and productive passer. He's not a great athlete. He's not a jet with the ball. But because of his bulk and because of his size, he's very good at using that size to create angles and get himself to the basket. So he was a much better finisher at the rim than I expected this year. I mean, I would be shocked if he gets out of the top five. And honestly, I think it comes down, you know, to a question whether it's Philly or whether it's Charlotte. Who you value more? VJ Edgecombe and Konkanipal are two very different players. But the one thing they have in common is the character piece. You know, you are talking, they and Cooper Flagg, you're talking about the three highest character players in this draft.
Look, we're going to know tomorrow night. I mean, you really got four options beginning at three. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who do you want the Sixers to draft at three? The four choices really do come down to Rutgers' Ace Bailey, Baylor's VJ Edgecombe, Texas's Trey Johnson, and Duke's Konkanipal. Who do you want them to get? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly, this is something we'll be talking even more about tomorrow on draft day. We also have this poll question, and we'll probably talk more about this tomorrow because the Heat ain't going anywhere anytime soon. It's going to be a hot week. We ask you, which is worse in Philadelphia, the extreme heat or the extreme cold? So we're not basing this on Antarctica versus the equator. We're basing it on Philadelphia extremes. Rhea, which do you think is worse?
I used to love the cold.
Yep.
When I was a skier, and I, you know, we had a home. My parents had a home in the Poconos, but now I like it when it's hot because I can go in the water. I mean, I love to swim. So I just with the snow and the extreme cold, you know, that like hurts.
Well, it's brutal. I'll start with this. I hate them both. I mean, if we're talking the extremes, like you guys know, I'm walking a lot. I'm running more. Like, this is not probably the day I go on a walk on a 99-degree day. I mean, this is the I'll do that tomorrow day. And then the problem is tomorrow's I'll do that the next day day. I mean, it's just like 99 degrees. Listen, 5 degrees or 99 degrees are both brutal. I think extreme heat is probably worse, but it's close. It really is. Let's go to the phones. I want to get to this Jalen audio as well, as he announced his book yesterday. Let's get to Tim in Swedesboro. Tim, good morning.
All right, everyone. How are you?
Great.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tim?
Joe, I hope you like Bermuda. I'm so jealous. I've never been there. I've always wanted to go there.
It's really nice, and it's got a, I forget the miles. It's not big.
It's one of those white sand places, right? Like, if you go to Bermuda, the water is clear and blue.
Very beautiful
view. The sand looks white. Like, I think there's so few places like that that I've actually been to.
Yeah, I didn't notice the sand thing, but the water is that beautiful blue that you'd want it to be. And it's just got, you got the, you know, I guess they're palm trees.
Why is it blue in some places like that? Is it just because the sand is white and it's reflecting?
I don't know. I did notice the sky clearly had less pollution.
Oh, really?
Which maybe also impacts the water. Like, it was very clear to me that it was very clear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's awesome, beautiful.
Man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But what I say with these Phillies, man, like, it was so awesome to see them, like, take 2 out of 3 from the Mets. Because I'll be honest with you, I was a little nervous at the beginning of this year. Like, oh, what's going to happen? We're going to go back to our old ways. Like, we're going to get exposed again. Now it's like, okay, we had one bad game. Okay, big deal. So you bounce back the next game, and that's exactly what they did. So I'm thinking, I'll say, well, what's this, a 3-game series with Houston, or is it 4?
It's 3.
Yeah, because it starts on a Tuesday. Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to say we'll probably do the same thing, take 2 out of 3 from Houston.
Well, that'd be a nice thing.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, look, these two teams could face each other in the playoffs. At this point, there's so many teams the Phillies have lost to, it'd be rematches all over the place.
I love the idea of facing off against.
Did he just burp
staff.
On the air? Was that a burp?
I don't know what that was.
It was not a belch, but there was something that was happening.
It was guttural.
It was like a gastrointestinal release of some sort.
Tim, Twitter poll question of the day tomorrow: was that a burp? You know, because John's trying to act like it wasn't.
Really, that was not me.
No. We know it wasn't you. I mean, we're pinning it right on Richie.
Yeah, that was me.
All right, Tim, give me an answer for a duo that's got a gap in there.
All right, I had some time to think about this. I'm going to go with Shrek and Donkey.
It's a pretty interesting answer,
yeah,
too,
that's a good
right?
answer.
Yeah, we're getting good answers for contrast.
But you don't really like Donkey at all.
I don't know
them. You're not a fan of Shrek?
No.
I don't like Shrek either.
Man.
Well, I've never seen it.
I like animated movies, unlike Joe. I'm all about animated movies. I am not a huge Shrek guy. I actually think Shrek, of all the big ones, is the most overrated.
Really?
Yeah. Totally. I think it's just
Okay.
Really? Personally.
Oh, man.
And I love, like, all the Pixar movies. I'm in on all of them. Like, I love animation.
Yeah.
I think Shrek's just okay.
Fair enough. All right, so Jalen Hurts has a new book. Of course, this follows a few weeks before when Brandon Graham announced the book for kids. This is like young kid stuff. This strikes me as kind of the 5 to 7 age range. I'm not quite sure, but that's what it seems like, young kids. So let's listen to Jalen with his announcement yesterday. This is good stuff.
What's going on, everyone? It's Jay Hurts tapping in. I'm back home on the east side of Houston, Texas, where it all began for me, Tice Elementary. And I'm very excited to share this moment with you guys. It's always been a dream of mine to have my own children's book, and I'm blessed to say that dream is now becoming reality. We're better than a touchdown. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of love put into this book. It's very heartfelt because without the lessons learned, I wouldn't be where I am today. And so I'm excited to extend those lessons to the next generation, and hopefully it uplifts them just as the many lessons I learned did the same for me.
Good stuff. Jalen Hurts, again, the name of the book is Better Than a Touchdown.
You think he calls himself Jay? He's like Jay Hurts here.
Well, I hadn't heard that before.
That was interesting,
no,
right?
No, it was.
Suck Adzi. He's like Jay Hurts here. I mean, he could say Jalen Hurts. I mean, you know.
It certainly might be what friends call him.
Yeah.
That we didn't know.
Yeah.
I had never heard that.
Me neither.
Are we now allowed to call him Jay?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think so.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Christy and Bluebell. Hi, Christy. Christy! Oh, she's...
Not ready.
She's got the kids, I think. Maybe that was her in the background. I thought that was a younger kid.
Christy, I think. Yeah,
All right, Christy, we're going to put her on hold. We'll try to get her back aligned. Let's go to Rashid right now in Westchester. Good morning, Rashid. Oh no,
Rasheed.
We never have we never have three in a row. Randy in Delaware is coming through. What's going on, Randy?
How you doing? Let me take
your guys.
You got it, buddy.
All right, let me take you off my Bluetooth here.
So, Randy, what's it like to have a name that is the same as feeling a little sexual inclination? Like, you're Randy.
Oh, man, just being Randy. I call myself the Big Arbowski. Yeah, that's what my buddies call me, Big Randy. You
know what I mean, John's a cool toilet. I'm coffee. But you're like
the cantaloupe.
Well,
yeah. You know.
I like that. Yeah, I agree with you.
Know.
Randy.
You're right, Randy.
All right, Randy, what do you got for us today on the Phils, buddy?
All right, this is the big thing, and I've been saying this. We need to make a massive splash. I am in on Kyle Tucker. I think bringing Kyle Tucker here, I don't want to give up all our assets. I think that in a perfect world, Dave Dombrowski will call Howie up and be like, Howie. Give me what you would do.
So why would the Cubs do this?
The Cubs aren't trading Kyle.
Yeah,
Tucker.
I mean, Randy, why would the Cubs do it? They're in first place.
That's the thing. I don't know. That's who I was in. Hopefully they
well, why don't you get Ohtani then? How about you go get Aaron Judge?
I would like Ohtani.
Yeah, see,
Tucker's a free agent after the season. Up, you could argue. I mean, the Cubs aren't doing it, but like that, he is a free agent at the end of the
maybe
year.
Maybe so the Cubs will pull a Flyers and be like, you know what?
Yeah,
we don't really want the playoffs.
We already won our World Series. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah, that was his wishful thinking. I'm out on the guy in Chicago. I don't think that he would be a good fit here.
Luis Robert, you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm out on him. But the biggest thing is we need to find a closer like that kid in Oakland. I think if we can get a good closer, because with all this great pitching, it's the bullpen that's killing us, and we got to pray that our bats don't.
Well, Randy, your phone zapped out for a second, but look, the bullpen is obviously an issue, and it's the bullpen, and it is obviously the outfield are the two biggest issues. All right, Randy, you got a shot here to win the Bare Naked Ladies tickets. Give us a duo that's got some contrast to them. This phone's still just not working out there. All right, let's get to Christy and Christy and Bluebell. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Christy.
How are you today?
Super.
Hey, first of all, I want to say I think I got robbed on Friday. Out of those Eagles concert tickets, I think my answer was the best.
All right, so Christy, me, James, and Ray were not here. So give us what the topic was, what the winning answer was, and what you believe should have won that you said, and me, James, and Ray will determine if you were robbed.
Okay. So the topic was to give someone or something that is iconic.
Okay.
And I answered, it was for the Eagles concert ticket.
Sure, of course.
And I answered Merle Reese's iconic with the Eagles.
Yep. And you're leaning right into the prize. Like, you're bullseye. Oh, yeah. I get the strategy. Not a bad strategy. And which person or thing did they award as the winning answer?
They awarded it to the Titanic.
What?
What?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think Titanic's what I call. I mean,
I wouldn't have gone Titanic.
It is in a sense, but not. It's many things, but I wouldn't say iconic is the main thing that it strikes me.
That's not a word I would use for.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say iconic.
No, it was down to Merle Reese and Titanic.
Wow,
and
you did, Christy. Yeah. Guess what? I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree.
You were robbed.
I mean, the Titanic's a lot of things, but I just don't think iconic is the main word that it conjures up.
No, I don't think so either. So I thought I clearly had the win there, and I was like, oh, so, yeah.
Christy, you know what they said to you that day?
No.
All right. What do you got for us today, Christy?
Oh, what is going on with the, like, these new pitchers that are coming up with the Phillies? I wanted to talk about that because, I mean, I'm sure you guys noticed. Maybe it's just like, does it happen all the time where, you know, they pull these new pitchers up, and they had a good game or two, and then the other team seemed to figure
they
them
catch
out.
On.
You're talking about Mick Abel struggling a little bit more lately?
I'm talking about Mick Abel. I'm talking about Lorenzon from last year. I'm talking about Michael Mercado. They seem to be figuring these kids out real fast.
Well, Michael Mercado is just easily figured out, I think,
Abel's
is the
got
issue.
Three, what does he have? Three starts under his belt now?
No, I think it's up to four or five.
Feels like it's he's had.
Yeah, it's not just three.
A span. I think it's Yeah. He's had the good with the bad, and like the good was very, very good.
Yeah, it was. It was outstanding.
This most recent game was his least impressive, and I think that's why it lodges in our memory most. But he's been good.
But Chrissy, to be clear, your basic point holds that other teams scout, and then they make adjustments, and sometimes they can clobber people. I mean, look at you use a hitter like Don Brown as an example. Teams made adjustments on him, and he couldn't hit effectively after that. So the scouting world is a big part of baseball. Big part.
Yep. I agree 100%. So I was just at that game the other night on Saturday. That was a rough one, man.
Well, yeah, Mick Abel got hit around pretty early, and that was kind of that. But a good series, went in 2 or 3. All right, give me a great answer for a duo that's got some contrast.
Okay, did anybody say Twins yet?
Yes.
Damn it.
Could have won.
Sorry.
2 hours later, somebody said it.
Well,
darn.
Rhea said it
before that,
actually.
Rhea said it. Okay. Sorry, Rhea. How about Tom and Jerry? I'm just going to a default.
I appreciate the call. I don't think it's a great answer. I mean, not really. Not really. 215-592-94. I don't know. I'm trying to.
She was robbed.
No, other than being different species, I don't really see much.
So what is it? One is a rat or a mouse? What are they?
Are you serious?
What are they?
A cat and a mouse.
Cat and a mouse?
Really? Are you serious?
No, I wasn't.
What is wrong with you?
What would you think it would be? Like a cat and a mouse. Like that's a thing, right?
Hold on.
Little rodent guy.
Tom and Jerry was a rat and a mouse.
Well, I was trying to figure. No, it's, well.
You said a rat and a mouse.
And a mouse or a mouse. I hadn't.
You said a rat and a mouse. Tom and Jerry. Was that a rat and a mouse?
Have you never seen Tom and Jerry?
I saw it a million times.
Clearly you
have. I also was 6 years old 41 years ago.
Tom was a giant rat.
So were we, buddy.
Which is another name for a cat, a tom cat.
Literally.
You thought that was a rat.
I hadn't thought it through.
A giant cat-looking rat.
Let a guy have a moment without everything having to be drilled down on, like he's a world-class doofus.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.